kind of boot.
Yeah, just really any kind of boot. Is where'd you get those shit kickers? Mm-hmm. Or stump kickers or something like that. That's my facetious way of talking about boots. Mm-hmm. And, you know, men might wear Oxfords, which are... Hell, I don't even know what Oxfords are, but they might wear them. And I guess they're some kind of lace-up shoe. Wing tips, mm-hmm. which are lace-up shoes with some kind of fancy design on the shoe. And slippers, which are just, they don't have, strings, shoe strings. And loafers, which you might put a penny or a dime in. We call them Weegans. Bass Weegans, that's a brand name, I believe. And I call them JCPenney's myself. That's the only place I ever got them. And Chukkas, which are soft, kind of hush puppies. Really, the Chukkas and hush puppies are the same to me. And house shoes and Muckalucks. Muckalucks are interesting. Have you ever worn Muckalucks or had any Muckalucks when you were a kid? Muckalucks they have a kind of a composition bottom, not very thick. You know, it's not anything you wear to out to run around in. But they have a composition bottom that's kind of flexible, and then they have a cloth or a wool upper part that comes up, you know, like to here, right above your ankle. They call them Muckalucks. And my brother and I used to wear them all the time. Like for house shoes, we call them Muckalucks. And they're very distinct from house shoes. They're not house shoes, they're Muckalucks. No?
Yeah.
I thought everybody heard of Muckalucks. Then you got moccasins, which are of Indian derivation, I suppose. And, about it.
Have you ever heard any kind of shoe called a roach stabber?
A roach stabber? You mean the little pointy things that,
usually associated with the basic Italians?
I do associate pointy shoes with with Italians and Spanish people and Mexican people. I mean, it's kind of they really do tend to buy pointy boots and shoes. And I think instead of shit kickers, they're more like suppository stabbers or something, I don't know.
What about men's and women's hairstyles?
Well, now, I had a history professor at UT, Richard Marius, who used to say that a woman's intelligence, especially in the South, especially in East Tennessee, a woman's intelligence was inversely proportional to the height her hair was piled on her head.
You got a point.
And I have found that to be probably one of the truest things I've ever known in life. I call that a beehive or some kind of tease action. I don't know.
Yeah.
Teased head or
those things are something else.
Yeah, you know, and they're all kinds of.
But you know, you look at them close, man. They're rigid. You know, at least three cans of head.
Listen.